Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Thursday, July 31st, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news this morning, the new play Liberation is making the move uptown to Broadway. This news comes hot on the heels of an off-Broadway run last winter at the Laura Pels Theater, where reviews were strong. Written by Bess Wall and directed by Whitney White, the play alternates between 1970s and present-day Ohio, as six women of a consciousness-raising liberation group meet up at their local community center, determined to shake up the world around them. 50 years later, one of their daughters, facing her own challenges, reflects on her mother's involvement in the group, trying to piece together the events that transpired. The cast will be announced at a later date. The lead producers of the play are Daryl Roth, Eva Price, Rachel Sussman, and Jenny Gersten. Liberation will play a limited run at the James Earl Jones Theater, which was most recently the home of a musical adaptation of Real Women Have Curves. Previews begin on October 8th before an October 28th opening night. The show will run until January 11th. Tickets will go on sale to the public on August 11th. For more information, visit liberationbway.com. And finally today, the latest on the maybe happy ending casting controversy. The musical's creators, Will Aronson and Hugh Park, as well as co-lead Helen J. Shen, both responded today with statements. In the middle of the night, Aronson and Park's words were shared on the musical's Instagram page. They said they wanted their show, a decade-long labor of love, to be comfortably performed by anyone, anywhere, yet distinctly set in South Korea. They went on to say that with Maybe Happy Ending, we wanted to write a show in which every role could be played by an Asian performer, but without the intention that the robot roles always would be. As was previously announced, white-identifying actor Andrew Barth Feldman will play the android Oliver starting September 2nd, replacing Darren Criss, who identifies as part Asian. Shen, Feldman's real-life boyfriend, expressed mixed emotions herself about the ongoing situation. She said, "I acknowledge that we can't control how the show is received and the impact that it has had. The vacuum of AAPI stories that don't center around pain or tropes wanted to be filled by our show from our community. I have and continue to be extremely proud to look the way I do and to co-lead this Broadway show. I know the hurt that people feel because growing up, I would have found a beacon of hope in seeing our show on TV on the Tony Awards. A part of me is mourning that, along with the community." The decision to cast Feldman has prompted numerous responses all throughout the theater industry. This is an ongoing story. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.